إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the series on trying to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying to diagnose and cure the sicknesses of our hearts. And yesterday I reminded you and I remind myself always to accept and understand the fact that we are sick. We are very sick. We just don't realize that we are sick. We are like people who have cancer, but the cancer has not yet manifested itself. And as we know, that when it actually does manifest itself clearly, usually it's too late to do anything about it. The one who is intelligent will try to detect that cancer before it reaches a terminal stage, after which nothing can be done. So how do we diagnose the sicknesses of our hearts? The biggest and most lethal of all the sicknesses of the heart is what is called the hardness of the heart, where the heart does not respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name and does not respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this tendency of the heart, the requirement that the heart must not be hard, that the heart must respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in His kalam, where He said in Surah Al-Anfal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this as a typical, as a sign of the believers, that their hearts shiver with the fear and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the name of Allah is mentioned, when the glory of Allah is mentioned. And this heart is always connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the question of the heart, and He mentioned that one of the ways of softening of the heart and one of the ways of diagnosing this illness is to see what happens when the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recited before the person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that once again in Surah Al-Hashr, the famous ayat which we all know, where Allah said, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّيًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sent down onto a mountain, the mountain would humble itself before the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min khashyatillah, because of the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned only one thing as the sign of an alim, only one thing as a sign of somebody, a person of knowledge, a sign of somebody who has knowledge, a sign of somebody who is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is khashyatullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this as the condition. Allah said, the alim is the one who has khashyatullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this.
Allah said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ.
That the alim is the person who has khashyatullah. He didn't say that the alim is the person who has read so many books or was qualified from this or that jami'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is the one who is the alim, is the one who has khashyatullah. And therefore we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His khashya. So what are the signs of the sickness of the heart? As I mentioned, the first and foremost one is the hardness of the heart. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, where he said that the hardness of the heart, the dryness of the eyes is a sign of the hardness of the heart. The fact that the eye does not shed tears with fear and grace and glory and beauty and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not shed tears for the love of Allah, for the desire to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, that this is the sign of the believer, that يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, that he likes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he likes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he looks forward to the day of judgment, because that day of judgment is the day when he will be rewarded and she will be rewarded for what they used to do in life. So therefore, this issue of hardness of the heart and dryness of the eyes. The second thing is that you need to diagnose, and we need to diagnose for ourselves, what sicknesses we might have. Everyone does not have the same sickness. Different people have different sicknesses. But among the sicknesses are the first one, and as I mentioned, is the hardness of the heart. But and the lack of fear, khashyatullah, is a sign of the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the lack of khashya is a serious sickness of the heart. Many times, you know, most people are like parrots. They just repeat what somebody else tells them. They just repeat what they hear. They don't use their brains. They don't think. They don't reflect. They just repeat. And people, for example, say, you know, in today's world, haram has become easy. Now, how can haram be easy? In today's world or yesterday's world, haram is easy only for the one who has no iman. Otherwise, how is haram easy? Please tell me. How can haram be easy for somebody who has iman? How is haram easy for somebody who knows that he will die? How is haram easy for somebody who knows that he has to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day? So, don't just repeat whatever you hear. Haram is easy. How is haram easy? Haram is easy only for the one who has no fear of Allah, who has no shame that he is committing haram and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. What kind of a life do we live? Even something like smoking a cigarette, right, which is prohibited, but it's not a shameful thing like committing zina or something. Even smoking a cigarette, anyone with any sense of respect will not smoke a cigarette before his teacher or before his father, but he has no shame when he smokes his cigarette before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. He'll go behind a wall and smoke a cigarette as if Allah cannot see behind a wall. I mean, what kind of thing is this? We watch pornography. How is this possible for somebody who has iman that he can actually watch pornography, that he has no shame that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing him watching what he has made haram? How can a person who has iman, how can a person who said la ilaha illallah, how can he say that haram has become easy? Use your intelligence. I'm supposed to be educated. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. This is the problem where we just parrot. We are little parrots, right? Education is to become a little parrot. Just repeat mindlessly whatever nonsense you hear from anywhere else. Haram is not easy for anyone who has iman. Haram is easy for only the one who has no iman. So please, if haram is easy for you, then go and check your iman, right? Go and check your iman, because haram is not easy. And that is one of the signs of lack of khashya, that a person does haram. Now, among the haram, lying is haram, telling a lie is haram, cheating is haram, giving or taking a bribe is haram, the slander, worst and worst. I mean, imagine, you know, ghibat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Hujurat and so forth, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned how bad a thing it is, right? This is a sign of lack of khashyatullah, because we do ghibat, we talk bad things about each other, and we have no shame that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited this specific thing, but we still do it without any problem. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So slander and ghibat, bad talking people, carrying tales from here to there, namima, carrying tales from here to there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited all of these things, and we still do them. All of these are issues of sickness of the heart. Another great sickness of the heart is laziness with regard to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment the issue of tahajjud comes in, the issue of even of fard salawat comes in, the issue of coming to the masjid a little bit early, praying two rakat tahiyatul masjid, sitting in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading some Quran, and then doing your fard salah, and then doing if there is sunnah before the fard salah, doing that sunnah. If there is sunnah after the fard salah, praying that sunnah as well, and then praying maybe two rakat nafil after the fard salah, sitting and doing the azkar muakkada of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah muakkada of all the azkar after the fard salah before we stand up for sunnah. All of these things, the way we dress when we come to the masjid, all of these things are indicators of the sickness of the heart. Somebody who feels lazy about that, right? We want to shorten anything to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have the, as I said, I said today, subhanAllah, may Allah, forgive people. Competing has become very easy, because this so-called great new generation, which thinks so highly of itself, has the attention span of a monkey, right? 30 seconds. Anything that's more than 30 seconds, you can't focus on it. So, what kind of this is easy. It's I mean, you can compete with people like that with half a brain. You don't even need a full brain, because people have no concentration on anything. If you don't concentrate on something, you can never win. Believe me, you can never win. Allah made the rules. I didn't make the rules, and I don't break the rules. So don't get angry with me. I'm telling you what is good for you. So learn to concentrate. This issue of laziness with regard to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot sit and read Quran, cannot make dhikr, does not have the patience and time to do salah properly. All of these are signs of the sickness of the heart. Because the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, call the adhan, you know, farihna Bilal. He used to say, call us, make us happy, ya Bilal. So that we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Farihna biha, he used to say, make us happy with this thing, right? Make us happy with this thing, so that we go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call the adhan, so this is the Qurratul Ayn. He used to call this Salah Qurratul Ayn, because he's connected with his Rabb. He's connected with his Rabb all the time, but in Salah he's specially connected with his Rabb. And that is the position of the Muslim. So identify, see yourself, what are you doing? Is your language full of criticism of people? Or is it full of praise of people? Catch yourself from time to time. Tell your friends, catch me out when I am saying something, right? That's how we identify the sicknesses of the heart. From our conversation, from what grabs our attention, from what we have, from what we have difficulty in concentrating on. So all of these will give us information. These are all diagnostic tools of how do we diagnose the sickness of our heart. So what is my conversation? Is it full of criticism? Am I forever criticizing this jamaat and that jamaat and this Muslim and that Muslim and this way of these people and the way of that people? Is my language full of divisions, or is my language full of forgiveness, full of grace? Language is full of appreciation. You say, mashallah, such beautiful people, mashallah, look at their akhlaq. And then, of course, somebody will say, no, but you know, they do this in salah. Leave it between them and the Rabb. Ya Rabbi, my brother, look at, let us learn something good from these people. Mashallah, there's so many good things. Why do we focus on the one bad thing that we see? So very important for us. What is the language indicating? Is it indicating sickness? Or is it indicating health? So also, what is the behavior indicating? What is our language with regard to each other? Cursing and bad talking, indulging in things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us. Another sign of lack of khashya is a tendency not to avoid doubtful things. Whether it is things like what we eat and drink, the means of our livelihood, means of our earning, what we look at, what we do and not do. Big debates people have, whether cigarette smoking is haram or whether it's makruh. And nobody ever said it's a good thing, right? Did anyone ever say, you smoke cigarettes to go to Jannah, mashallah, one good deed. Smoke one cigarette and Allah will give you 10. Let us not fool ourselves, right? Let's not fool ourselves. When something is doubtful, we know it's doubtful. And if it is doubtful, to avoid the doubtful is a sign of taqwa. A muttaqi is the one who avoids the doubtful. I not avoid the haram, because the haram has to be avoided anyway. That's clear, right? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the haram is clear and the halal is clear, and between the two there are doubtful things, right? Al halalu bayyin wal haramu bayyin wa baynahuma mushtabihat. And he said, leave that which is doubtful for that which is not doubtful. I'm not trying to give you here an exhaustive list of all the things that you should look for, but just indicators which should be enough. And therefore, think about yourself. And yesterday, as I said, decide whether you are sick or not. Today, here are the diagnostic tools. How do I know if I am sick? Here are the ways that you can find out if you are sick. Therefore, think about that. Make a list of the sicknesses that you have. As I said, different people have different sicknesses. For some people, greed is a sickness. And the sign of greed is that you are forever focused on material things, right? You have you are a patient who goes to the mall for retail therapy instead of going to the masjid for spiritual therapy, right? So think about that. Greed, always collecting more and more and more stuff, even though you know perfectly well that all that stuff is going to be left behind in this dunya, nothing is going to go into your qabr, still we collect more stuff and more stuff and more stuff. And that is a sign of greed, and it's a sickness of the heart. Similarly, for some people it is envy. They cannot see anyone else doing good. You just have to pull somebody down. You have to put somebody down. Anyone doing anything good, it hurts you. It hurts you bad. You lose sleep over it. Not that the person did anything at all to you. He is working hard. She is working hard. They are trying to do their best. They never claim that they are better than anybody else. But you have to feel bad about it, right? Jealousy is the worst of sin. It's absolutely shameless jealousy, right? So pulling people down just because you don't like to see them up, pulling everybody down, right? Jealousy, jealousy produces slander and backbiting and all that. So as I've said, identify anger, for example, right? Unbridled anger. This is another sign of the sickness of the heart. And of course, as I said, the hardness of the heart and lack of khashyatullah. So think about all this, and then today's task is to try to identify what are my sicknesses. Make a list of those sicknesses. And inshallah, tomorrow we will talk another aspect of this thing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us, to make it easy for us to please Him. We ask Allah to become pleased with us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and from our own nufus and from the shaitan, and to connect us with Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.